Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
We were just having a quick discussion on air then about the backflip from the Daniel Andrews
Uncle
government
Dan.
from the weekend. How do you feel about that? Because I am pretty strong after speaking to a lot of local businesses here in the GV that are pretty upset after knowing that they were about to make a bit more coin on Monday and then there was a backflip over the weekend.
Yeah, I think it is particularly brutal for the hospitality sector. You know, lots of people have stocked their fridges and freezers preparing to open for 50 patrons, and having a last-minute decision like that is going to cause severe loss for people economically. And I think the frustration for us is probably that, you know, we haven't had an active case for weeks now. So these problems really are stemming from Melbourne. And I think the government needs to look at applying different levels of restrictions in country Victoria versus those communities where they might have an outbreak. But, you know, I think the thing that, speaking to people around the traps, I reckon the thing that really challenged, the thing that people are really challenged by is the fact that Daniel Andrews allowed 10,000 people to protest.
Yeah.
And then, but then it's, you know, it's small businesses who are kind of bearing the cost for any second wave.
Yeah, Steph, I said on the show yesterday, my solution for any local businesses, pubs, for people that want to actually get something over the line, if we just get every guy and girl in the Goulburn Valley and go have a protest at the pub, is that okay in Daniel Andrews' eyes? Because he seems to allow it in Melbourne.
Well, it may be worth a try.
Now, Steph, obviously we know that we want some changes across Victoria. We'd like restrictions put into Melbourne rather than here. How do you think they go about that? Like, I know they're suggesting curfews for certain towns, but how will you be able to monitor that as a government?
Well, that is definitely the challenge that needs to be worked through. But, for example, the working from home restrictions that were put in place, they were put in place because, from what the government told us, because they didn't want people getting in crowded lifts or getting on public transport, you know, travelling on crowded public transport. Well, that doesn't really apply to us. I was trying to think of any building in my whole electorate yesterday that actually has a lift, and I think I thought of one. So, you know, I think that all of those measures need to be looked at, and we need to say, okay, well, does this actually apply? You know, do we need to force people to work from home in country Victoria if most people are not travelling to work via public transport or getting in lifts or crowded kind of situations? So I think it's about having a level of flexibility. The other thing is that a lot of the clubs along the river on the Victorian side are doing it incredibly tough as well, because people are driving straight past them to New South Wales. So there's all those cross-border kind of issues where there is an arbitrary line at the moment at the Murray, and people along the Murray have been allowed to reopen on the New South Wales side, but they're just bypassing, you know, people are driving out of Melbourne, bypassing those businesses on the Victorian side to get to New South Wales.
Now, we have suggested that we don't really want Melbourne people to come up to our area because they're the ones that seem to have the COVID-19 strand or bringing it here. We know school holidays are around the corner, and there is many towns across the Goulburn Valley that do rely on tourism to help their economy. What do you suggest there? Do we allow the Airbnbs to go ahead? What should we do?
Well, it's a bit of a tricky one. I know I was talking to someone who has a cottage accommodation yesterday. And she was actually saying that she asked for people's postcodes, and if they came from an area that is known to have a high rate of infection, she actually just asked them if she could refund the money and cancel their booking. And she said that they were fine with that. They understood. So I do wonder whether, you know, perhaps it's some kind of postcode system where people need to show a license or something like that. I think there are ways of doing it. The government just needs to think creatively about it, because and I understand that a lot of people are really concerned about you know, Melbourne bringing the virus back out to us. So I think we do need to be really careful about that. But at the same time, I just don't think we can have, you know, our pubs and cafes and restaurants I think a lot of them just will not survive.
Agree.
A second shutdown.
And what's killing it as well is, like you said before, there's no active cases in regional Victoria, yet we're getting punished. Mm-hmm. And seeing friends and family with businesses here suffer because of what's happening in Melbourne, it just seems so unfair, Steph Ryan. But we do appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for lending us your wisdom, and good to see someone in politics that does have some sense about it.
Thanks, guys. Lovely to talk to you.
That is Steph Ryan, the member for Euroa, deputy leader of the Nationals Party.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.